ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजमुर्पुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमो राधिकामाधवाशम् प्राप्तो यस्य प्रतितः कृपया श्रीगुरुं तन्नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयथपरकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता शिव शाखान्वितांश्च। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Yesterday I broached the topic of tirthas, holy places, being especially suitable for vanaprasthas, persons who are in late middle age, who retire from family life. Actually, the whole purpose of human life is meant for crossing over. What is that? Bhajahure mana srinandanandana abhaya charanaravindare durlabha manava janama satsange taraha e bhava sindhure. The whole thing, the worshipping Krishna, and the whole aim, if we're not fully in love with Krishna, which we're not, which is why we're in this material world, the aim is, at least in the beginning, we should think how to cross out of this material world. That should be, that's our first immediate concern. Love of Krishna is a long way away, but the pain of material life is very much with us. So we are conscious of the pain of material life. So we should seek a solution to that. We find that in the Bhagavatam also, in the beginning, why we should hear Bhagavatam. Nashta prayeshva bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevya bhagavatu tamashtari bhakti bhavati naishaki. Then, that wasn't the verse I should have. Krishna is the Suhrit within our heart who cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the hearts of the devotees who faithfully hear his messages. How does that verse begin? Srinvatang swakata Krishna punya shravana kirtanaha. So we hear about punya tirthas, punya shravana kirtana. Hridyantasto hibadrari vidhunoti surit satam. And then they go, there's a whole sequence, yadanudhyasina yuktas. And the whole idea is that tasmade kena manasa, why the sages, they take up this process of hearing and chanting about Krishna for cutting the knots of materialism. And then Bhagavat Bhakti, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate. One can cross out, one can be freed from all these things. But then Kurvanti Atma Prasadanim. But also it gives pleasure to the self, hearing and chanting about Krishna. But then we come to the case of Shukdev Goswami a little later in the Bhagavatam, who didn't need to hear Bhagavatam for all that liberation business because he's already liberated. But such a person also, Atmarama, Atmaramascha Muniyone Grantyapya Rukrame Kurvantya Haitu King Bhaktim Itam Bhuta Gano Harehe, being simply attracted by the qualities of Krishna. So he was already situated in the situation of Nirgun, being free from the modes of material nature, but he was attracted to hearing about Krishna. So that's really the goal, to become attracted to Krishna, but on the pure spiritual platform. Krishna Prem, Prema Prayojana. The ultimate goal is love of Krishna, but in the beginning, we have a motive to become freed from material existence. And the whole of human life is meant for that. So the Varnashram system is a system which followed with the best understanding is Vishnura Aradhyate Pantha Nanyatatosha Karnam Varnashram Acharavata Purushena Parapaman Vishnura Aradhyate Pantha Nanyatatosha Karnam. The best understanding of Varnashram, or the proper understanding of Varnashram, is that it's aimed at becoming Krishna conscious, satisfying Krishna. And we have also the Atapumbe Dvijasrishta Varnashrama Vibhagashaha, for satisfying Krishna. Svanushtitasya Dharmasya, performing one's own duties within the Varnashram system, Sangsidhir Haritoshanam, the perfection of properly performing one's duties is to satisfy Hari Krishna. So within the Varnashram institution, there are the four stages: Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, which not everyone may adopt. But Vanaprastha life is meant for becoming detached from the Griham Andhakupam, from the family life, which is like a blind well. So this Vanaprastha life, that's very important. Otherwise the tendency is that even if one is chanting Hare Krishna at home, he'll remain attached to the home. Srila Prabhupada was quite insistent on this. He didn't have many older disciples, older in the sense 50 years old like that. Hardly. Married couples like that, I can't think of. But there's one, Pranav and his wife, who were respectable, middle class couple from Delhi, who in those days it was, no one was doing that. They left their comforts and came to, on Prabhupada's order, came to Vrindavan and helped with so many ways and really a lot of sacrifice. But Prabhupada really got heavy on his case. So you have to become detached from your wife. He's already taking so much difficulty, and we can just imagine his family members and friends were on his case like anything for doing they could. But Srila Prabhupada got on his case like anything, and eventually, so I heard, he couldn't take it, and he left the association of devotees. Prabhupada writes, there are many quotes about this, and like everything in Prabhupada's books, we should take them seriously, unless it's a joke. There are, here and there, a few jokes in Prabhupada's books also, which are not meant for taking seriously. But Srila Prabhupada writes, Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 13, Text 9, Purport, Vanaprastha Ashram, or retired life for traveling and visiting the holy places. So the idea is that going out and visiting the holy places, one becomes detached from the situation that one comes to accept as being reality. That is the nature of illusion. That if we stay in one place for a long time, we start to think that this is my reality. This for me is reality. Every day I get up and in the same place, and maybe I go out to work and come back, whatever. But we tend to think of that as reality. But then coming out of that, and especially in family life, in living in an ashram, one is not supposed to have attachments. It's possible to become attached to one's sleeping spot. No one else should sleep in the spot where I sleep. Or it's possible to become attached to one's kopin. We know the story from Ramanuja Acharya's renounced disciples, how they were squabbling over their mixed up kopins. So it's possible to be. Srila Prabhupada discusses this in one part of Prabhupada, I believe in the seventh canto, when he's discussing about the Varnashram system, that it's possible for a sannyasi also to get attached to the little things that he has, the few possessions that he has. But that attachment is not as binding as that in family life, where there's a whole network of not just possessions, but relatives, in-laws, friends, and prestige, and all these kind of things. So it's good to go out from that. This culture should be established in ISKCON. That the, get a little older, then, all right, you have your children, then leave. You don't have to stay forever. Don't stay. Better you don't stay. You can go out and to visit holy places and come back. Otherwise, yeah, the danger of attachment, that attachment that binds us in this material world. And then we have to take birth again, and then we didn't do it. Sometimes we hear devotees say, well, if from astrology I ascertain that I was a great devotee in my previous life, or I was a pujari, or so. Yeah, okay, but you blew it. You didn't make it back to Godhead. So don't get all puffed up that I was such a great devotee in my previous life. Or I was born in a Vaishnava family. Why? Why were you born in a Vaishnava family? That's good. That means Srimatam Shuchinam Gehe Yoga Brashta Bijayate. That means you're doing better than most, but you didn't make it yet. How many lifetimes are we going to get born? And yes, I was born in a Vaishnava family. How many lifetimes are we going to go on like that? The whole idea is not to get born again. So this Vanaprastha life, traveling, visiting holy places. Visiting means not just, of course, not just visiting, but to be absorbed in thoughts of the Lord as he manifests himself in those various places. A quote from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Canto 3, Chapter 20, Text 4. It is recommended in the Shastras that after retiring from active life and accepting the Vanaprastha retired order, one should travel everywhere to places of pilgrimage in order to purify himself. Everything should be done for purification. Where is that verse? Kayena manasa bhudya. Kevalaya indriya rapi. Yoginam karma kurvanti. Sangam tyakvatma shuddhaya. Yeah. With the body, with the mind, kayena manasa, with the words, with the senses, the yogis, they do everything simply for the sake of purification. So specifically going on for Tirthi Yatra is meant for purification, because to cross out of this material world means we have to enter another atmosphere. We're in this material world due to being contaminated. And to get out of this material world, we have to be decontaminated. So for that, the Tirthas, they're very helpful. How does the Tirtha work? How does it work that you go to a holy place? It's not that you, we don't see people going to a holy place and they get transported out of this world. They just can ascend, the ascension into heaven. We don't find such a thing. But the idea is that the consciousness should be purified. So the facilities of a tirtha, the presence of the Supreme Lord in the temple, or the Ganga, and then, so we go there, and then we're supposed to do various pujas and hear the glories of the Lord in his pastimes at that particular place, and with the consciousness of purification. So the vanaprastha life is meant for that. Otherwise, family life is full of so many discussions about so many things and so many diversions. Even if one is in a Vaishnav family, especially in the modern age, it's very complex. Life is very, very complex and full of envy. People envy each other, and someone wants to show their prestige more than someone else. And it just goes. But vanaprastha, you're just going in some simple cloth, and people don't know whether you are a multi-crore patti or just some simple villager. They don't know. By seeing you, they won't know. Actually, if you're a multi-crore patti, you'll probably become famous as a vanaprastha also. So it's a curse. Spiritually, it can be a great curse to be popular and well-known. Or maybe not popular, but well-known. Generally, multi-crore patties are not very popular. They don't have that quality. But the idea is just to get out of that. And then when one gets out of that, and that means for an extended period one goes away, because to go on a tirtha yatra, it means, traditionally it means by walking, which means it takes quite some time to go and some time to come back, and you visit other places on the way. You're in no hurry. You know, you have no schedule, nothing to get back for in particular. And so when you come back, then there should, one should be able to perceive what a difference there is in family life, and again all this prestige and anxiety and involvement with so many useless things. Of course, the problem is that if one stays, one gets sucked into all that again. So therefore, an alternative is to go to a holy place and then go to another holy place and then go to another holy place and maybe not come back. Just keep on moving along. Or come back from time to time to give some spiritual advice to the family members. Bhagavatam states, Canto 10, Chapter 87, Text 35. Sages free from... I'll read the Sanskrit. Here near the beginning, the words Punya Tirtha. Bhuvipuru Punya Tirtha Sadananyarishayo Vimadas Tauta Bhavat Padambuja Hrido Ghabhid Angri Jalaha Dadhati Sakrinmanas Twaya Atmani Nitya Sukhe Napuna Upasate Purusha Sara Hara Vasatan. Sages free from false pride live on this earth by frequenting the sacred pilgrimage sites and those places where the Supreme Lord displayed his pastimes. Because such devotees keep your lotus feet, referring to Krishna, keep your lotus feet within their hearts, the water that washes their feet destroys all sins. Anyone who even once turns his mind toward you, the ever-blissful soul of all existence, no longer dedicates himself to serving family life at home, which simply robs a man of his good qualities. So this mentions the rishis. It's also applicable to vanaprastas, husband and wife, or maybe the husband goes and leaves the wife at home under the care of the elder sons, and visits the pilgrimage places and gets out from the family life at home, which robs a man of his good qualities. Very strong statements. The householders may not like to hear this, but they need to hear it. Now, another alternative is going to a holy place and staying there. This is referred to as Kshetra Sannyas. Srila Prabhupada writes, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 16, text 130. When one takes Kshetra Sannyas, he leaves his household life and goes to a place of pilgrimage devoted to Lord Vishnu. The place of pilgrimage is devoted to Lord Vishnu. In other words, it's centered on Lord Vishnu. And the persons there are supposed to be devoted to Lord Vishnu. And by going there, one enters the atmosphere of devotion to Lord Vishnu. Even if one is cultivated, generally people who visit holy places connected with Vishnu, they go there because they already have some devotion and they want to develop it further. So, Srila Prabhupada continues, such places include Purushottama, Jagannath Puri, Navadvip Dham, and Mathura Dham. And of course, many others also, but these are the most well-known and most resorted to by persons who retire from family life for the sake of becoming fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada writes, the Kshetra Sannyasis lives in these places alone or with his family. With his family means particularly with his wife. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur considers Kshetra Sannyas to be the preferable vanaprastha situation in this age of Kali. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada writes about inviting vanaprasthas to Vrindavan. He discusses in Canto 5, Chapter 13, Text 8 of Srimad Bhagavatam, in his purport to this, he discusses about the Varnashram institution, as he refers to it. He writes, according to the Varnashram institution, one has to retire from family life in middle age. Has to. No one likes to do, it seems. Not many. That should be the standard. We should institute that in ISKCON. 50 years old? Okay, time to retire. Then they have to get married early to affect that. One has to retire from family life in middle age. Panchashor dvang vanang vrajit. One should voluntarily retire from family life at the age of 50 and go to Vrindavan or a forest. Voluntarily, but Prabhupada's pushing. You don't have to. Yathechasi tatha kuru. You don't have to, but the push is there. Srila Prabhupada continues, this is recommended by Srila Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text 5, Tat sadhu manye sura varya dehinam sada samudvigna dhyama sadgrahat hitvatna pa tangriham andhaku pang vanogatam yadharim ashrayeta. Yeah, here Srila Prabhupada doesn't give a direct translation of this verse. Spoke about that yesterday, I think, or the day before. There is no benefit, Srila Prabhupada continues in this purport, there is no benefit in transferring from one forest to another. Going from one forest of material enjoyment to another. Of course, the forest of material enjoyment encompasses the whole of material existence. But if you think that, well, I was born in some village in Tamil Nadu, and I didn't like. Maybe in my next life I'll be born in America. Oh, not in America, I might get coronavirus. Where can I go? Where can you go now? Where are you going to go to get free from coronavirus? Maybe India is one of the best places. Seem to have less. Anyway, there's no benefit, this idea. Go to a tirtha where you can get the benediction of a demigod so you can go out to the heavenly planets. Not a good idea. There is no benefit in transferring from one forest to another. One must go to the Vrindavan forest and take shelter of Govinda. That will make one happy. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is therefore constructing a Krishna Balaram temple to invite its members as well as outsiders to come and live peacefully in a spiritual atmosphere that will help one become elevated to the transcendental world and return home back to Godhead. And again in the seventh canto, chapter 5, text 5, in the purport to this, Srila Prabhupada extends the same invitation. In our Krishna conscious movement, we therefore invite all the elderly persons of the world to come to Vrindavan and stay there in retired life, making advancement in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Well, that's a lot of people, all the elderly people of the world, Prabhupada is inviting to come and live in Vrindavan. Well, at least the members of ISKCON should take that up. What I can recommend that first retire from family life, age of 50, or whenever you can. Earlier the better, at least by 50, Prabhupada says, or at least at the age of 50, panchas ordvang, maybe a little higher. One can serve in a local temple, so one still has some strength and energy, or take up some service in the preaching mission. And then one is getting older, go and live in Vrindavan or Mayapur or Puri. Or if one's health is good, one can go on for many years serving the preaching mission. But it is helpful to leave the world from Vrindavan. Vrindavan has manifested in this world to facilitate Krishna's pastimes and to give shelter to his devotees who want to join those eternal pastimes. So anyone who lives in Vrindavan has the great opportunity to join Krishna eternally in Vrindavan. So if one has no compelling work or important preaching service, then better go to a holy place. Vrindavan, Mayapur, Puri, or whatever, Sri Rangam. Be there and be Krishna conscious. And even if one is not fully Krishna conscious, if one leaves the world from such a place, then he will enter into the spiritual world. Or maybe he has to take one more lifetime in that place. But it means that's it, guaranteed going back home to Godhead. Otherwise, one may be just chanting Hare Krishna and then speaking on the phone and go away. As we had experience here recently, one devotee passed away in that situation. So better go and live in Vrindavan, because in Vrindavan, even if one somehow or other is not thinking of Krishna at the time of death, he's sheltered by Vrindavan and will be brought to the land of Vrindavan again. Again, Srila Prabhupada writes, this is Canto 6, Chapter 2, Text 39, purport. Our Krishna conscious movement now has centers in Vrindavan and Navadvip so that those who want to live a retired life, whether they be devotees or not, can go there and with determination give up the bodily concept of life. So it seems to be, Srila Prabhupada here seems to be appealing even to Mayavadis, because materialistic people don't want to give up the bodily concept of life. So even if you're a Mayavadi, go and live in Vrindavan and give up the bodily concept of life. One is welcome to live in those holy places for the rest of his life in order to achieve the highest success by the very simple method of chanting the holy name of the Lord and taking prasad. So what activities are performed by the vanaprastas or anyone else living in Vrindavan or Mayapur or Puri or such holy places, so minimally they should chant the holy names and take prasad that they should go to the holy place for. One is welcome to live in these... Thus one may return home back to Godhead. We do not have a center in Haridwar, but Vrindavan and Sri Dham Mayapur are better for devotees than any other places. So one should retire and go to the holy place. Now it may be said, for instance, that well, our Krishna Balaram temple is not in the original town of Vrindavan, where all the Goswamis made their temples in that area. But it's in the Leela place of Krishna, Raman Reti. There's not much Reti left. It's all concrete now. Reti means sand. You used to see. But still, whether we see or not, it's all Krishna's land. We may say in Mayapur that, well, our center is not, it's some distance away from the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada quoted Janma Karma Chame Devyam, that Krishna's birth and his activities are transcendental. But among them, the activities are more important. So our Mayapur Chandodaya Mandir is more important than the Janmasthan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because it's the center from which the activities of preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world is being propagated. I'm paraphrasing, of course. So if one lives in Mayapur, one lives in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's land, even if not exactly at the birthplace. If one's at the ISKCON center, it's not exactly at the birthplace. And even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made his main site in Mayapur, not at the Yogapit, the birthplace, but a little distance, not very far. How far? Half a kilometer or something. He established the Sri Chaitanya Math. In some holy places, there, just like in Navadvip, there are three birthplaces of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Three places which are claimed to be. In Navadvip town, there are two. One in the town and one in Ramchandrapur, I think. And then we have in Mayapur. So a lot of controversy about that, which is... But that's not so unusual. We have, where was Buddha born? Some people say in Gaya, in Bihar. Some people say in Lumbini, in Nepal. Then place in Vrindavan, there are two Chiraghats, the places where Krishna stole the clothes of the gopis. There are two. How can that be? Different people claim it, but in one sense it doesn't matter. As long as one feels a connection or makes a connection with Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, one problem is that the places which are claimed to be the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are claimed by people who don't have a clear conception of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of their being members of what we call upper sampradayas. They're not in the proper disciplic succession. So even going to a holy place, we have to be careful who we associate with, who we serve, what we take to be real. In Bangladesh, it was discovered the birthplace of Sachimata. So that's now accepted in Bangladesh as the birthplace of Sachimata. But who discovered it? Some bogus so-called sadhu who claims that someone in the 19th century was an avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, completely bogus. But he claims it, and then even our ISKCON devotees, oh, the birthplace of Satyavana, just because he said so. Why? And then why should we accept that? So we have to be careful to get the right association and the wrong. Otherwise, if you get the wrong conception, you may say, well, there's no harm if you live close to the birthplace, the place claimed as the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip town. As long as you have the feeling for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, well, in one sense that's true, but on the other hand, if we don't get the clear understanding and conception of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we're not going to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's full mercy, as we learn from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when one poet from Bengal equated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath as being the same person in two bodies. So he became, Swarup Damodar, on hearing this, became very angry. So that to make a distinction between the body and soul of the Supreme Lord is a great offense. Our whole training in spiritual understanding, the beginning stage rests on understanding that we are not the body. But if we think that about Krishna, then it's a great mistake. Krishna and his form are non-different. Krishna is his body. The spiritual body is non-different from the person. So in this way, we have to get the right conceptions. And this in many ways is, it's more important than visiting a holy place, because if we have the wrong conceptions, we won't get the right benefits. So therefore, the real or the best holy place is the holy people. And we should go to holy places to associate with holy people. And we should understand what is it that makes one a holy person. Means what? Should be someone who himself is a Tirtha, who can help us to cross over. Anyway, I'll get back to that in more detail later, Krishna willing. And for today, I'll finish here. Hare Krishna, mancha kalpa taru pyascha kripa sindhu bhyavacha, patita nam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.